You guys, it's not funny.
No, it's pretty funny. How could your mom lose $20,000 on a bunch of chickens?
It was one chicken and one rooster.
And they cost $10,000 each?
They're Tahitian redbeaks. The rarest chickens in the world. When their eggs hatch, people buy the baby chicks for $1,000 each.
So your mom will make her money back?
No, she can't get them to make babies.
Well, I'm sorry your mom lost $20,000. But doing. What? But what? Hawkeye? Where is he? What? Who? Red shirt. Brown hair. Red shirt. Look at that boy. Look at him. I want that for Christmas.
Why don't you go get him now?
Should I?
You're not getting any younger.
Okay. I'm going in. Oh, that's a funny text.
Your phone's off.
I know, right? I'm Carly.
Ah, Carly. The name of the comely vixen who assuages King Thurman's cohort after the demise of his corpulent mother.
I do a web show.
Do you?
Uh-huh. It's called iCarly.
Oh, I think I've heard of that.
Yeah?
Yeah. You do teenage satire with a peek and twit.
Well, I don't know about that, but last week Sam drew a face on Gibby's butt.
You know, you're quite charming.
Well, you have nice eyes.
They say the eyes are the windows to the soul.
Well, I don't have a boyfriend, so why don't you open up a window?
What? No! No, 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 no!
I'm sorry, Mr. Beau. I'm just doing my job.
Your job is being a jerk. Look, everybody, we got a professional jerk right here.
I am not a jerk. I am a city health inspector.
What's the problem?
Him? This man says I can't sleep upstairs in my bedroom anymore.
Yes, because the second floor is zoned for office use only.
I zone you? Where am I supposed to live?
I don't care where you live, as long as it is not here. You've been notified.
Somebody should notify your wife that she's married to a jerk.
I'm divorced.
Lucky her.
Kyle? These are my friends Sam and Freddie, who I do iCarly with.
Hey.
Nice teeth.
Thank you. You know, I haven't seen iCarly yet, but when I get home tonight, I plan to ingurgitate your website voraciously.
Thanks, oh, man.
Okay.
Well, I'm off.
Bye.
See ya.
Later.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Shut up, he's pretty.
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Tumblers, and I will enter that safe.
Hey, can you show me something in an after-school ham?
Fridge.
On it.
You want to tell us about your safe, don't you?
Yes! So I'm at the junkyard bright and early this morning.
You sure you didn't wake up at noon?
So I'm at the junkyard about 2:30, and I see this safe, right? So I bought it!
Why?
How's Dip Tuck? If I can get it open, whatever's inside is all mine.
Do you know where T-Bone slept last night?
Upstairs at the Groovy Smoothie?
No.
He got kicked out of there by a health inspector.
He slept on a raft. In a pond.
That's awful. Someone should do something about that. While I open my safe.
Hey, where'd you guys get this big fork?
Some website.
Epicforks.com?
That's the one. You and I are gonna be getting to know each other a lot better.
Okay, everybody be quiet. I think it's about to click.
Hey, if you find 20,000 bucks in there, will you give it to my mom so she'll stop crying?
No.
We like it when your mom cries.
What are we gonna do about Tebow?
All right.
Listen. The Bensons have a guest room, right?
Yeah, by my room. Why?
All right, so if your mom rents Tebow a room, then Tebow's got a place to stay, your mom's got some extra money coming in, and everybody's happy.
That's actually pretty smart.
Yeah. I'm not all about goofy antics and spontaneous fires.
But mostly you are?
Well, yeah.
You think your mom would rent Tebow a room?
She needs the money. But I don't know, she might think Tebow is too wild and crazy.
Your mom thinks oatmeal is too wild and crazy.
What if we, like, clean Tebow up?
Maybe.
I don't think I can ever go back to normal forks.
What?
I have a date with Kyle tonight.
The smart dude from the smoothie?
Yeah. He wants to take me to some movie I've never heard of, and I only have 4 hours to get ready. Bye!
Dang! Won't open.
So now what?
Plan B.
Ем я стану в тему его отца.
Неужели для тебя более важны пшеница и фрукты, чем я? Почему?
Потому что мой фрукт уважает меня, а ты плюешь на моем месте.
Wonderful. Great film.
You enjoyed the first half?
The first half?
Yeah. This is an intermission. There's 2 more hours to go.
Oh, awesome. I didn't know movies had intermissions.
Oh. Yeah, well, foreign films often do.
Right. Yay, foreigners.
Oh, Carly, you do have a certain je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, I got a lot of that.
I like you.
You do?
Categorically. My last girlfriend, she was a bit obtuse.
Did she consider that lap band surgery?
Oh, you are jocular.
No, I'm not that good at sports. So, your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, I don't mean to sound snobbish, but you know, if a girl's not intelligent, then what's the point?
She wasn't smart.
Well, let's just say that she didn't have the mental abilities to appreciate a film like this.
That poor thing.
I'll fetch us a beverage from the concessionary.
What? Oh.
Stay delightful.
A guest room for me with its own bed and a window.
Maybe my mom needs money.
She made a bad chicken investment.
Right. I heard her chickens wouldn't.
Yeah, we know.
All right.
I got your bike down.
Good. Gibby's helping me move some of my stuff into storage.
Now what?
Just gotta up those stairs and get the rest of my junk. So let's go talk to your mom about my new rooms.
Yeah, not so fast.
Before you meet my mom, we should probably make a few...
changes. With you.
Gee,
Lying what about me?
You know.
Everything.
Yeah, pretty much everything.
Oh, hey.
You've been trying to open your safe with that chainsaw for 8 hours?
Yeah. I think the safe won this battle. Who's the stud in the blazer?
Oh, Kyle. That's my brother, Spencer. Spencer, this is Kyle.
Yeah, good hair.
Thanks. You know, that safe is probably made of carbonized iron. And most chainsaw teeth are made of a tempered steel alloy.
And?
Well, the safe has a far denser molecular structure. That chainsaw could never cut through it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Maybe you should think about it in your room.
Fine. I can take a hint. And this banana.
Well, I don't wish to overstay my welcome. Good night.
No! Why don't you hang out for a while? You know, so we can hang out.
Well, I would love to discuss the socio-political implications of the film we just saw.
Yeah, Spencer, what you need?
I didn't hear anything.
I better go see what he wants. Come in, Spencer!
What? I took the hint.
I know, but now I need Kyle to leave.
What did he do?
Nothing. It's just, I really like him, and if he finds out I'm not as smart as he thinks I am, then he's not going to want to go out with me, and I need a pretty boyfriend.
So you want me to just, like, throw him out?
No! Give yourself a bloody nose!
You want me to whack myself in the nose?
Just help me. Just help me. I'm back. I'm ready to talk about the film.
Excellent. Now, did you feel that when
Monkey! Oh! My nose is bleeding! Weird, huh?
Oh, my God. I should help him. Sorry, Kyle. You should go.
Oh, all right. Just make sure to tilt his head 15 degrees and maintain pressure on his septum so the blood coagulates.
Yeah. Pressure on the septum. Call me.
Where are you going?
Upstairs to study.
Study for what?
For my next date with Kyle.
Okay. I'll just bleed.
Hey, Sam, will you help me do a camera check?
I'm busy with my big fork.
Carly, will you help me do a camera?
I'm studying for a date.
A date with who?
Kyle. Pretty Kyle.
The brainy hot guy she's been mucking around with.
So I have to learn about boring Russian films and how to speak Mandarin Chinese.
He speaks Chinese?
Fluently. And all I've learned how to say so far is wu bu zha dao.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
How can you not know what it means?
I do know. It means I don't know.
All right, let's do this.
Gibby.
Yes?
You're not doing a snowman bit on iCarly tonight.
Yes, I am. I asked Sam if I could wear a costume on the show tonight, and she said snowman.
I said, no, man.
30 seconds. Better put that stuff away.
Fine. I'll just stay up all night studying for my date tomorrow.
Okay, where is this date happening?
We're having dinner here.
Psh, easy. All you gotta do is make a few cheat sheets.
He knows everything. I can't make cheat sheets for everything.
So hide a pear pad. Have your phone in your pocket. He says something you don't know about, you sneak a look at the web. You'll be as smart as the internet.
The internet is really smart.
And speaking of the internet, in 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Carly.
I have a big fork.
And this is iCarly with a big fork.
I'm a snowman.
Hey, girls. Why is Gibby a snowman?
Wubucha Dao!
room by the time Kyle gets here.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah!
Look, I'm taping these notes about foreign languages to the bottom of my plate.
I love tape.
He's gonna be here any minute. You know, you could help me.
I gotta keep my fork shiny and lubed in case a meal breaks out.
Get the door. Come in!
All right. I'm ready to be made over. And I brought some baked artichokes on a stick.
Thanks, Tebow. Just lay them on the table right there.
Cool, cool.
Come on, Tebes. Freddie and Gibby are upstairs. We gotta get you looking pretty for Mrs. Benson.
I'm already wearing my fancy underpants.
Don't make me sick. Upstairs.
Hey! Hey! Keep your giant fork out of my date bread.
The big fork wants what the big fork wants.
Yeah, that's gotta be Kyle. Go to your room, go to your room!
Stay, not open!
Get up, get up, get up, get up! Good evening, Kyle.
And to you?
Come on in.
Thank you. Do I detect the aroma of a melange of Epicurean delights?
I made pork chops.
Excellent. Do you have a restroom where I can ablute before dinner?
Sure. You can ablute in that bathroom right down the hallway there.
Back in a kish.
Hey, you're supposed to have Tebow at your mom's in 5 minutes.
Okay, here comes the new Tebow.
Wow, looking good, Tebow.
Please, call me Terrence.
Yeah, use that voice in the interview. My mom will love that.
Of course, Fredward. I'd be delighted to speak in this voice during the interview.
Nice job on the suit, Gibbs.
Ah, thanks. But I'd still like to lengthen those sleeves a little and give him more room in the rump.
My rump has more than enough room, thank you.
All right, let's go. And please don't talk about your rump in front of my mother.
Why? She don't like rumps?
Stop saying it!
This pork chop is absolutely ambrosial.
Yeah, well, what's the point of making a pork chop if it's not ambrosial? You know the Russian film we went to see the other night?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who directed it was from the town of Krasnogorsk.
This is true. And when I was 10, my parents took me to Krasnogorsk Optikov Square, where I saw the famous statue.
Right. The statue of... Statue of... You need more ice.
Oh, I have plenty of ice.
You need some more.
Could I please have another pork chop?
Just a sec!
Okay, take your shoes off.
Why?
If you want the room, then trust me. Just take them off. Better. Mom, we're here.
We certainly are.
Hey, Mom.
Shoes off, both of you.
Sorry?
I've already removed my shoes, Mrs. Benson.
Why, yes, you have.
Mom, this is Terrence Bow. Terrence, this is my mother.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to know you. I was sorry to hear that your chickens wouldn't do the dilly-do.
Well, thank you. But I warn you, I will not let just anyone rent a room in this house.
Please, ask me as many questions as you'd like.
It might take a while.
It's all right. Terrence has plenty of time, as long as he makes it to church by 9:30.
Church on Saturday night?
It's not just for Sundays anymore.
And did you know that Mandarin Chinese is one of the 6 official languages of the United Nations?
I did not.
Well, it is. The other 5 are English, French, Russian, Spanish, and, look at our door. Arabic.
Excuse me?
That's the sixth language, Arabic.
Well, your pork chops on the table.
Weird. Hey, quit trying to escape.
You've taped cheat notes to the bottom of your plate.
Well, I just need to
More cheat notes. And you misspelled Russia.
Well, my arm doesn't have spell check. Look, I'm not as smart as you thought I was. I mean, I'm not smart like you. I suppose you're gonna leave now because you think I'm all dumb.
No.
No?
I'm going to leave because you were dishonest with me. That's worse than being dumb.
Oh, come on, Kyle. I don't lie while I'm kissing. Huh?
This is our valediction.
But what does that mean? You got busted. And I think he dumped me.
Think? Why? What'd he say?
We booked it down!
Come on, kid. Don't feel all bad.
I do feel all bad.
Here. You can have your big fork back.
Thanks. I thought you loved this big fork.
I did. Till I found this one.
That's comedically big.
Yep.
Hi. Can I borrow a cup of sugar? Neighbor?
Your mom rented in the room?
For a whole year.
Just signed a lease. Ow, 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 ow. Hey, hey! Who's ready to see the treasures that await me inside my super cool safe?
Dude, you're never getting that thing open.
M2! Sacco got me a special C4 explosive charge from his cousin Boomer! Fire in the hole!
Here we go. C4?
What's in it? Yeah! No!
Oh, go to Acalerica. Oh, what? Go to Acalerica. Go to Acalerica. Go, go to Acalerica. Go. Oh! Where are you going to go?
Acalerica. Where do you think?
I am going to take a car.